Welcome to Man Strong Podcast. This is your host, Clint Locklear. We're going to talk about things that are kind of on the minds of men, should be on the minds of men, and we are not ashamed to be men on this show, and nor should you in whatever your situation is. Now, you're going to be hearing some background noise. I'm actually bottling bait. That's my business that I do. It's my day job. So I'm just crazy behind right now. So you're going to hear some slopping going around, and I do apologize for that, but it's just one of these things that has to be done. And I want to read something that has been, I got it off social media, and I don't know where this came from, but it is, I believe, how most logical thinking American males think today. And we're getting so frustrated, and here's the reason why. You know, folks, I never cared that you were gay until you started shoving it down my throat. And I never cared what color you were till you started blaming me for your problems. And I never cared about your political affiliation until you started condemning me for mine. I really never even cared where you were born until you wanted to erase my history and blame my ancestors for your problems. You know, I never even cared if your beliefs were different than mine until you said my beliefs were wrong, but now I care. My patience and tolerance are gone. And I'm not alone in feeling like this. There are millions of us who feel this way. That, because I've had hard times articulating why it's at today, how it is so frustrating to when you hear what's going on in the world, and as a man, you know it's wrong, and this society as a whole, it makes it where you really, it freezes you. You want to do something, you just don't want to be a peckerhead because that's not what real men are. And I think that's part of the reason we're in the problem that we are now. It used to be that when someone were to say something that's really stupid, like it's scientific proof now that there's no genders. I mean, only a moron would believe that, and only a moron would say that, and only a moron would sit there and agree with them on it. That goes against anything that we know about biology. When we talk about wanting to tax more, when we talk about you're automatically a white supremacist if you vote for Trump, all of this, I think, as a whole, me included, you just kind of go, you just roll your eyes and you just want it to go away, so you just basically just let it roll. And now, look where that's got our country. See, I don't think it's the women's role to put a stop to this. I think it's the men's role. That's what we're here for, is to protect. That's one of the major roles we have. And if we don't protect, think about what it's going to be like for your children and your grandchildren, your wife and you, your income, and everything else. And it's come to the point now where it's just silly stuff that if people would just take 3 seconds to think about, the reason we have an electoral college is so California and New York and Chicago doesn't tell the rest of the country what they have to do. That's the reason the Founding Fathers set it up that way. But because people have heard garbage about this for so long, and men have kept quiet about it, 68% of Americans now believe that president should be elected by popular vote. And I've even talked to people that are, quote, conservative, and they believe the same thing because most of Americans want it this way. But the problem with that is America is very varied. Northeast is not the West. Midwest is not the South. There's nothing else like Texas. You've got Delta country, which is different than other parts of the South. You've got Maine, which is different than Massachusetts. New York is very different outside of New York City. So why would anybody want to have popular vote? And the way I normally describe that, if there's two guys and a girl out alone on the road, if you believe in democracy, then you believe that the two guys can vote to rape the girl and she must go along with it. Now, see, that sounds really silly, but that's what democracy is. It's mob rule. And you're going to hear a lot about this coming up in the next few weeks. No matter who wins the presidency, you're going to hear a whole lot about this. And we can keep quiet like we've been doing for the last 5, 6 years, 10 years, and let the lunacy build. Or we as men can figure out that we need to not be cowards and not sit back and think that if we just post something on Facebook that it's all going to be good. Now, it's real tricky, I'll admit, because the cancel culture that we have today, which is the most un-American thing in the world, you can lose your job because you disagree with the lunacy. And that's a scary thing. You've got house payments, kids wanting to go to college, all this different stuff. But at what point are men in this country going to stand up and go, knock it off, that's enough? I don't even think it would take that much of that to curtail what's going on. And I believe that being courageous is actually pretty contagious. Just most people are afraid to do it because they don't really see it in anything in their everyday life. I just can't comprehend that there is a very good chance Biden could be the president. He's wanting to pack the courts. They're wanting to add new states. So it's never going to be anything but the Democrats in power. They're wanting to rearrange the judges that are on the Supreme Court and send them to lower courts, which is unconstitutional. They're wanting to raise taxes to like 50% on businesses. That's before the new Green Deal kicks in and all those new taxes come on board with that. If you're in New York and Biden wins, congratulations, you're going to be paying 60% in taxes. It's lunacy. It's absolute lunacy. Not even to say that, people are so wrapped up in hating the orange man that I'm curious if they're going to be content when their 401k is worth about half of what it is today after Biden wins, because he's talking about putting Warren in a cabinet position that handles the finances and talking with the Fed. Businesses are going to flee. People are going to lose their jobs. Most people do not have pensions anymore. And the ones that are still based in the stock market. And all that money is going to disappear because no business is going to want to be in a situation where it's completely a loser for them. But apparently, people hate the orange man so bad that they're willing to lose their own retirement. Either that, or they are not logical enough in their thinking to even understand what's going on. All the new businesses that came in with Trump are going to be leaving to different countries. We've got a guy running for president that is pretty much been caught red-handed, taking money from China, Russia, Ukraine. And people still don't care because they dislike the way a guy tweets. And I understand there's a lot of feminists out there that really get nervous around somebody like Trump because he's an alpha male, and that really confuses the hell out of them. And then you got all these little beta boys running around. You see them in Antifa. Beta boys don't like alphas because they know that's not what they are, and they're never going to be that. But because of little stuff of, like, feelings, how in the world are people going to react when they can never retire because the dollar is going to be devalued and the stock market is going to blow up in the wrong direction? I mean, I find it fascinating and just a look at human nature. I really do. I mean, surely most people that are voting for Biden know that they're actually going to have Harris as president after probably a year or so. The most radical liberal in the Senate. And that's talked about by liberals. Believes in the Green New Deal. Believes that they should strip everybody's wealth for climate change. Not have coal. Run the oil business and the fracking out of oil business. Because they don't like the orange man. And I really do. I think a lot of this is because men have been silent. When you knew you shouldn't have been, me included. I think it's a great lesson for us. When you see nonsense, you should speak out against it firmly. You don't have to be a dick about it, but you need to speak out against it firmly. So it doesn't gain traction the way that stuff is gaining traction right now. A lot of you may not know, if you just watch Fox, the liberals are being very clear that they have to do something with the Trump supporters after the election. They're putting us in the same category as Nazis, and if they don't re-educate us, then they're going to have a problem with our children and grandchildren in the future. Does that sound anything American at all? But we just don't want to have the conflict. See, where did it happen with men? When did we become such wusses, such lip-wristed little beta boys as a whole, that we're afraid of conflict? When did that happen? You know dang well your granddad wasn't that way. The people that went to World War II was not that way. The ones that went to Korea were not that way. Why are we that way? I don't know. I really don't know. I think, like most things, it falls at the feet of the intellectuals that can screw anything up, the educated professors. I definitely believe that they are to blame. But again, I think it falls back to us. Because what's going to happen to men when they tell you you can't raise your children the way that you think you should? And I'm talking reality, not some, because it's coming if Biden wins. They're going to make sure there's no private schools or home schools so they can actually, you know, train your children to be good little comrades. When they tell you that you can't have anything but maybe a rifle that holds 4 rounds, and it'll be probably like Canada where you've got to actually have your ammunition with a register, and if there's a round missing, you're in trouble if it's not registered that way. People say they're never going to take my guns. Well, by God, they've taken our country pretty much. And what have we done? Nothing. I don't know if there's enough men left in this country to actually stand up and do something. We let them burn our cities. We let them lie to our kids. We let them do everything they can pretty much to turn our daughters into whores before they get out of grade school. And we don't do anything. But somehow, if they come to take my guns, always here, out of my cold dad hands. I hope it's true. I hope there's enough men to stand up. But I guarantee it won't be a majority of men that'll do it. But luckily, when you look back at history, it only took about 13 to 20% of the early Americans to overthrow the British. It didn't take a majority. It didn't take a democracy. It took real men doing real men things when they had to, and they didn't do it apologetically. Just think about that when you're going about your normal life. Are you really a man? Are you just biologically have an Audi instead of an innie? Because I have a feeling coming pretty soon that's going to be tested, and it just won't be on Facebook. I want to thank our sponsor for tonight's show, Funky's Trap Tags and Supplies. They have trap tags, they have trapping supplies, fishing supplies, stuff for deer hunting, predator calling, about anything an outdoorsman would want. You ought to check them out. They're honest, they're dependable, they get stuff out to you. Alan is one of the most honest people that I know. He's the owner of that. I do personal business with him, and I cannot think of a better person to do business with. So if you're looking for somebody that you can trust, Funky Trap Tags and Supplies. I want to change subjects a little bit, and I want to talk about something that you may or may not find important. As most of us guys get older, or even younger, I mean, you know, I started becoming fat really young, probably about 25. Really out of shape, soft, physically. Somewhere down the road, what happens? We decide that we don't want to be a miniature version of the fat bastard from the Austin Powers movie. So we go on a diet. And what's the purpose of most diets? To lose weight. And that is the way that a majority of people look at a diet. And I'm here to say, maybe, just maybe, there's a better way to look at this. Weight doesn't mean, a lesser weight doesn't mean that you're more healthy. A lesser weight doesn't mean that you actually have a lot less fat. It means you weigh less against gravity. Now, we've all seen people, and I've done it myself, men go on these diets, they're very dedicated to them, and they can lose, I've lost up to 60 pounds before, like the first time I tried paleo. But all of a sudden, something happens where you're looking in the mirror one day, and your scapula and your collarbone and your shoulder bones are the biggest thing that's on your shoulder. You don't have chest. You really don't have any traps or back muscles. You don't have a butt. You don't have any legs to speak of. And you don't have any arms to speak of. When grown men go about it this way, which I've done, so it's not like I'm preaching here, you get focused on the weight and you don't get focused on you, what's better for you. See, like right now, if you follow anything in the fitness industry, what you're seeing is something that I think is very good. Girls are no longer a lot of girls, hundreds of thousands, if not millions, are no longer thinking that a girl's supposed to look anemic and super thin and weak and brittle. They're lifting weights. They've got abs. They've got butts. They've got shoulder muscles. They've got triceps. And they look better than most men do. And a lot of people still give them a hard time about it. But that section of women have decided weakness doesn't necessarily mean healthy. So, I think it's a good thing. Because you want to talk about a woman that's probably going to take care of business in life is someone who thinks she's strong because she is. And I think the same thing happens with men. When you lose a lot of weight, you're going to feel better. I know this for a fact. You're going to feel accomplished. I know this from a fact. But all of a sudden, like I said, you're going to look in the mirror one day, and besides the fat that's still hanging around your body, you have no muscle tone at all. And you're tremendously weaker than you used to be. So is it better just to lose weight? But that's not how we look at it, right? I mean, that's not the goal. People normally don't start a diet thinking, I just need to lose. What I need to do is lose all of my muscle mass and lose a lot of my bone density and get smaller ligaments and tendons so everything is weaker, so I got a bad back and bad knees all the time, so I can be healthier. But see, no one looks at it that way, but that's the way it seems to work. So my recommendation is, if you're going to lose weight and take care of yourself, forget the scale. There's no reason to look at a scale except maybe once every 3 or 4 months. Because if you're really looking at being a strong, powerful male, looking like you've survived a concentration camp is not exactly what most people think about when they're thinking about health. When you go on crash diets, low calorie, long term, there's a reason they don't work long term, is because you can only cut calories so far before your body revolts. So you can go down to 2,000, lose some weight, 1,800, lose some more weight, 1,500, lose some weight, 1,200, lose some weight. You get down to 1,000, you start getting grumpy, really, really grumpy, because you can't really eat anything. But you still got all this fat on your body. And you're wondering, well, I've got to cut calories more. Well, eventually, you just don't ever get to eat again. So that doesn't really work. But what if you looked at it from a different point of view? What if you looked at it from what most people go on a diet for, which is to lose fat, instead of just the weight? Because let me ask you, if you're, 6 foot, you can drop down to 180 pounds and have no muscle and no fat. And if you're on a low calorie diet, you're going to have to stay on that low calorie diet, or your body's going to rebound at a high rate of speed, because it knows that's not where your body's supposed to be. Or you can just worry about the fat and not the weight, and go about a couple of different ways to check on your progress. Now, some of this is going to seem strange to some people, but if you're going to lose weight, there is not a single thing you can do better than lifting weights. You burn more calories per hour than anything else. Way more than running, way more than ellipticals, way more than everything. But you got to lift weights with some intensity. Can't be a wuss about it. You got to get after it for about an hour, probably 5 days a week. And your body's going to start changing in a way that you probably didn't realize it could, especially if you're older. See, I've got friends that are dieting, and they're losing weight. They're losing weight. Now, see, I haven't lost weight in 9 months. My weight continuously right now is between 269 and 275. I'll check it every couple of weeks. But because I'm not worried about weight, and I'm worried about being strong, and I'm worried about having a fast-acting metabolism, and I know that muscle burns more calories just to stay there, I'm more concerned with the muscle than I am the fat. And lo and behold, an interesting thing is happening. Even though I'm not losing weight on a scale, I'm losing pant sizes. I'm losing that really stubborn fat that's around your stomach and the man boobs. And all that stuff comes when you're super heavy. And I'm not losing weight. How is that possible? Because I'm building and I'm concentrating on getting stronger and having more muscle mass. And when you do that, unless you're going to be very, very, non-restricted at all in your diet, you're going to lose the fat, but you're not going to lose as much weight. Because if someone broke in your house, would you rather be a 230-pound, strong, nimble, muscular male or a 175-pound rail to defend your family? Well, you know which one is probably going to have a little bit better of a outcome. So my recommendation is forget the scale. Absolutely forget the scale. Go off measurements. And the ones that I recommend is your neck, your chest, your upper arms, your belly button, not what you wear in your pants where you got it hanging over, but actually at your belly button, and your thighs. If you will do that and get accurate measurements and don't cheat, and you start lifting weights, start doing some walking, whatever it is you're going to do, you'll be able to notice real quick if you're just losing muscle mass or you're losing actual fat. Because what happens with a lot of guys that just lose muscle mass and they in a lot of water and they don't really lose a lot of fat, their belly button measurement doesn't really change very much. But their arms drop a couple of inches, their chest drops several inches, their neck drops several inches, and their quads drop several inches. But they still have all the fat around them, or a majority of it. Is that really what you're shooting for when you go on a diet as a male? I hope not. So if you're concerned about your health, and you're concerned and you realize that you can't starve yourself the rest of your life to be a certain weight, no matter at all consequences, and you start lifting weights, start doing something aerobic like walking, you can run if you want to, go hiking, mountain biking, whatever you're going to do. I wouldn't do a whole lot of it, but some. With these measurements and you're lifting weights, what you're going to notice is you're going to be losing some weight, but your arms get bigger. Your neck gets bigger. Your quads are bigger. Your chest is bigger. Your belly button measurement is smaller. I believe that's what most people really want instead of just losing weight. Because the more that I lift and the better that I get at it and the better that I get at tweaking my diet, the more fat that I'm losing, and I'm not losing any weight, which means I'm not turning fat into muscle. That's not a real thing. But what it means is I'm becoming a better physically fit person overall. And I'm not weak. So if that's what you're looking for, is to be a strong male, but maybe not have, I don't know, like a 7-inch pecker hood over yourself when you're standing naked in front of the mirror, don't just worry about the fat. Put on the muscle, and the fat will take care of itself. Learn a little bit about diet, but forget the scales. Because if you're only worried about weight and you start lifting weights, you're going to think that you're having no progress whatsoever, and you're going to get very discouraged. And that would be a shame. When I went on the carnivore diet and I started eating all nothing but high density food, I lost about 20 pounds, and then over the next probably month and a half, I gained 10 pounds of that back, and I wasn't even lifting weights, and you could tell that it was muscle. So the scale would have lied to me if I was better off or worse off when I started. So take some measurements when you're going to start doing, when you finally get to the point that you're tired of being just a lump mass. You're tired of breathing hard every time you go up steps and you have sex. Go off of measurements and use that for points of success, because it I can tell you from a male's perspective, when you gain an inch on your arms and you lose an inch on your waist, you look totally different than if you lose an inch on your arms and your stomach doesn't change. It's a big difference when you start putting on back muscle and chest muscle, and those measurements get bigger, but your waist and your fat level gets smaller. Totally different. And I think that's what most people probably want, but they're stuck on a scale, and the scale is not your friend. Go off of measurements. Take an hour, 5 days a week, work out like a man, and watch what happens over time. It's not that difficult. It's not that easy, because there's a little bit of suffering involved. There's a little bit of sacrifice involved. You may not be able to drink as much as you want. You may not be able to eat all the junk food that you want. But when you start feeling better, you're going to realize that other stuff didn't mean as much to you as you thought it did, especially when you see how bad it is for you. So take your scale and put it in a closet and don't look at it for a couple of months out of whack. Take the measurements, and if you're eating decent and you're working out decent, you're going to see massive improvement. And you're going to be able to track that because you've measured something. You've got to have something to measure. And what I'm referring to is much better than measuring off a scale. So maybe we'll talk about some diet here before long. Maybe I can go into what's worked for me. Not saying it'll work for you. But it's working. And I know it'll work. I know something similar will work for you. If you decide to, when you make that decision, roll with the tape and not the scale. I'll talk to y'all next week.